Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Oh, it's a Friday, isn't it? Hell yeah, it's Friday.
We're here.
That's right. It's Friday. Hancock and Kelly with us on the Chris and Amy Show. That's how it happens every Friday. With us from 9 until 10. The show is on till 12. John is going to ask if it's over yet every five minutes.
I'm ready.
John.
Are we done?
I'm ready to go.
Are we done?
You cannot leave until 9:55.
Okay.
9:56:50.
All right.
56:50.
To be perfectly precise.
And all of you listening can't leave until 1.
Now use can't leave. You have to be here until 1 o'clock. Guest House Gang at 12 o'clock. And guess who's going to be on that show today?
Who?
Want to take a guess?
No.
Yes. Alec Burleson.
Alec Burleson will be on the show at 12:30. Silver Slugger Alec Burleson at 12:30
Because guess
today.
Who else they had on? They had Ken Wilson on yesterday.
Oh, nice.
They had Mason Wynn on.
Ken Wilson.
Nice. Gold Glove winner Mason Wynn. The show is killing it.
Well, it's the home of the Cardinals. We better be.
It's unbelievable, this show.
3-1-4.
I like Burley. I hope
he's good.
I hope he stays.
It was about a year ago we had Ken Wilson on with us. Is he down in Australia or New Zealand still? Because he was... calling baseball.
I think he was in Hawaii.
I think he lives in Hawaii, but he had a gig down there.
Yeah, he was calling ball down something. In Australia.
He's,
or something.
I mean, he's just awesome, man. Yeah. He's just really, really cool. All right, so 314-436-7900 to join the show today. Leave us text messages on the Odyssey app. The app is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen to the show live. Podcasts are available on that app later. And if you want to watch us, you can do that, too, on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. Those are the stories everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Boonch, 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 boonch,
yeah,
boonch,
do the music, John. Boonch, boonch, boonch. Hundreds of flights have already been canceled today as a result of the government shutdown. That's not good news.
No, it's not at all. And the... Oh, gosh. Speaking of bad news, Ronch, you're not going to like this. The Attorney General adds another charge. God. Another charge against Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
Oh, leave him alone.
He's already been charged. He's already in jail.
The man has done enough.
Oh.
He's done enough for this city.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Hey, the Blues, you won't believe it. They got another win and a shutout.
A shutout.
Holy
Joel
monkey.
Hoover between the pipes.
Speaking of monkeys, we'll have a monkey update later.
Wow. You got to do a lot more than shock the monkey. I can tell you that.
Well,
it's not good.
Yeah, you have to. You can't just shock it. You got to shoot it. But don't. Don't shoot any. Don't just shoot
just wait
random
for the
monkeys.
News story.
Yeah, just wait till we tell you what to do.
Things are going swimmingly. It's Friday, which means it's time to mail it in.
John and Mike,
everybody
yes,
mails
mail it in
Friday. Obviously, we have.
What does it cost you to mail it in now? They're up to like
71 cents?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Actually, at least the post office is still working, just like us.
Yeah.
They're still delivering.
They are.
So, you know what's amazing is that for you to mail it in today on a Friday, free. Mailing it in is totally free today.
Good.
Hancock and Kelly. John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Good morning, gents. I know we had you guys in on Wednesday morning talking about the results of Tuesday night's elections. There were a few around the country, and Democrats ended up sweeping pretty much across the board in those elections. New Jersey governor, Virginia governor, mayor of New York, which got a lot of attention. The Prop 50 in California also got a lot of attention. All of those were Democratic either initiatives or candidates. They all won. So what does... As we go forward and breaking it down by county, it seems like Republicans either lost or at least lost ground in all of these counties where these elections occurred. So there were some counties that voted in favor of the Republican candidates, of course, but they lost ground. So what does this really mean for next year? Because that's the thing that we are all looking ahead to. And if this is a temperature check on the parties.
History tells us that this foreshadows what's to expect. We typically would see the party out of power pick up considerable amounts of seats. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And potentially, a lot of this redistricting that's taking place in states like Missouri could wind up backfiring on the Republicans as well. I think the biggest dilemma for the Republicans and Donald Trump, although I don't know that Donald Trump really gives a care about the rest of the Republican Party, is that if you're a Republican candidate out there, you have to find a way to navigate your admiration for Donald Trump while distancing yourself from all of his policies.
You know, in the words of that great American... Jay Silverheels. Oh, yeah. Remember him?
Jay Silverheels. Wow.
He played the role of Tonto back in the day.
Hi ho.
And he said famously, "We in big trouble, Kemosabe."
Oh,
come on. And I think that's pretty much the state of the Republican Party right now.
There is a text message here that says the mayor race of New York means nothing. I disagree with that. I don't think it's so much about
it's consequential.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It's not just about him and that city. I think we're talking about what the parties right now, how they are appealing to people nationwide, not just in New York.
Yep. Here's why it matters, too, because it's emblematic of what's happening in races all across the country. You have a guy here who is a socialist. I think he's going to do real damage to the city of New York. But he was the victor of a Democratic primary in a Democratic year. And the Democrats chose to nominate a socialist. And Republicans choose to nominate extremists more often than not. So I think it's quite telling. I don't know that I would say he's the face of the Democratic Party, but I would say the Democratic Party is in real turmoil, internal struggle between those socialist elements and folks that aren't.
So I agree with the text message, and the text message says it doesn't mean anything. And look, New York is its own animal. The mayor of New York is powerful than almost, 48 of the governors? You know, essentially you're running one of the largest economies in the world. And yet I think he's got some positions that the right likes to point to and, you know, I don't agree with. Having said that, if you go look at the basic messages of what he was talking about, that the costs were too high, people can't afford rent. Those were the same messages we heard in New Jersey and Virginia and other places across the country. So I don't think it was a big deal and it's being played out that there's some big socialist takeover of the Democratic Party. Tuesday just proves that that's not the case. And if you're going to liken New York to the rest of the country, you probably ought to get some type of a head check because it's not a like same comparison.
I think you can argue that what happened in Virginia and in New Jersey are far more consequential.
Totally. But they were talking about the same issues.
Yes.
Zohan was talking about in New York.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard, I kind of feel like there's a little bit of everything here. I don't know. Maybe I fall in the middle of, I think it's consequential, maybe not as consequential, speaking of Mom Dami in New York, as some people are saying. In some ways, I do think it's reflective of this immune response to like Donald Trump and Republican policies. I had said this before, if Trump were to win a second term, which he did, the immune response on the Democratic side would be exponentially higher than if like a Nikki Haley or another Republican had won, which we saw, but also for good reason, because second term Trump is nothing like first term Trump because he doesn't have more voices around him.
That was a moderator. That was a modulating.
I love that.
That was insane. I thought the beat was about to drop there. He doesn't have more moderating voices around him. But Jonah Goldberg, who I do like his commentary, he said he's not worried because of what Michael said. New York is a different animal. He also said he doesn't think it's going to work. The city-run or state-run grocery stores have been tried before and they failed. And some of the most progressive policies, he believes, won't work. And that it's not as big of a deal because New York is unique. And he does think some of the policies aren't going to work. And then that will be that. I'm not sure that I am that unconcerned about it, but there is an argument for it.
Yeah, I can understand people's concerns. Look, at the end of the day, the job of a mayor, while this guy was out talking about, you know, the daycare and building grocery stores, et cetera, is to plow the streets when the snow comes and pick up the trash and mm-hmm. make the basics of government work. If he doesn't make those work, he's never going to be able to tackle these other issues.
People are going to be frustrated.
And I think that's where I would focus my energy. I mean, some of the things he was talking about are so aspirational and out there that I guess it's a legitimate conversation to have in the world's most important city, but it doesn't translate across the country. I think this guy's got a bigger problem doing the job.
He's not wrong, though, about the issues. And I don't live in New York. I mean, I've been there, but it's not like I don't have an intimate knowledge of it. But I think we all know it is extremely expensive and prohibitive to live there. And that's difficult to have a place that is so big and most of it is unaffordable when you need people to do jobs in the city. Because you can't have, you know, you can't be commuting 2 hours each way to go work at a restaurant, right? So it's got to be more affordable in cities like that. It's got to be more affordable around the country. So on the issues, he's not wrong.
Well, no, he's not.
It is way too expensive. It's just a matter of how much can he do about it.
Well, how much can he do and how is he going to do it? Because just because you disagree with someone's solution doesn't mean that the problem isn't still credible. It is a problem. It is an issue. This is getting like way into the weeds, but let's say, you know, he's talked about the Vienna model of housing and the way you're going to cap the different prices and public housing and buying private property. I don't think that works. I think the one reason why the Vienna model did work for a while as you were coming out of, what was it, World War I, World War II, Austria, very different situation than New York. And so the way that landscape had been flattened, well, physically and economically, lent itself to trying this new model. And I say all that, again, it's getting into the weeds, but the issues are valid. I don't think his solutions are going to work, but if they don't work, then he's done because people will get frustrated.
Fascinating to me that the Vienna model seemed to work in Vienna. I don't know that it works in New York. I heard you guys with Major Garrett yesterday. He made a really good and interesting point about renters.
Mm-hmm.
They're transient people. Their votes have fluctuated. Why, in an era where voters are pretty set in their ways and stuck in their sides, these renters are really forming the basis of a lot of change. And the change that we have in this country in recent years hasn't been incremental to the left, incremental to the right. The change in this country has been sweeping, broad. That's something that America is not so used to historically. Mm-hmm. And it's rapid change, rapid swings every 4 years You know, and it's, so we're living in uncharted times, I think, politically in this country.
Here's an interesting observation. I have some young folks that work with me. And when I say young, I'm talking about early 20s. Mm-hmm. And to a person, they're all inspired by what's going on with this guy in New York. And I think there is something behind it, too, in the way that he's being received by the right that's helping driving the narrative of him. I think the fact that you bring up his name and conservatives, the president, Mike Johnson's head explodes. I think these young people are taking the same gratification that a lot of the Trumpers took about Democrats exploding over Donald Trump.
And the billions that were spent to beat him.
Yeah,
by people who have a lot of money.
Look at who he was running at. I mean, running against.
Right.
He's running against this guy who was a clown with a beret,
yeah.
And another one was a predator by all sense. And
predators doesn't necessarily knock you out of running for the office.
Well, yeah, right.
It's not really disqualifying anymore to be a predator. So let's give him some slack here.
It's an excellent observation.
Well, she's not wrong, is she?
No.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this Friday until 10 o'clock. We do have the No Prize Pick'em Challenge at 11, and guess who's joining us for that?
Coach Josh Schertz.
That's right. SLU Basketball Coach Josh Schertz will be a member of that for us. And also Ricky. Listener Ricky has won the last 2 weeks, so he gets to come back.
This is final time, though. We got to cap it.
Yeah. It's capped at 3.
Ricky's starting to monopolize this thing.
Yeah, you can't just
keep
winning.
I like Ricky.
Well.
Is it the Ricky that used to call into us?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Ricky.
Is it?
How do you know?
Has to be.
Yeah, how do you know?
Well,
there could be. There is more than one Ricky.
Are you in cahoots with Ricky?
Yeah, could be.
I hope I am. If it's the same Ricky, you guys should keep him on every week.
I agree.
Hancock and Kelly on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I guess you can't fly anywhere today.
Well, what is it? Because we're not a major airport.
Oh, good
they
for us.
They cut flights at 40 major airports across the country.
That's what I
hear.
They
cut the flights by 10%.
Several hundred flights delayed or canceled already today.
Silver lining, we're not considered major.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Just go out there. You can tell we're not major.
But I did hear on Total Information AM this morning that will mean, actually, more people through Lambert.
The hardest part about the airport for me, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but in the 80s when we grew up, mm-hmm. I mean, St. Louis was like Atlanta. I mean, it was a hub. Yeah. And
I didn't have a layover until I was 23.
Right.
Because we flew direct
everywhere
from Lambert to Heathrow.
Right.
Yep. It's unbelievable.
So, listen,
well, we do again now.
St. Louis to
London. We do again now have that flight.
We do. Yes.
Right. But when you think back about it, and I think this is kind of the quagmire that is St. Louis, particularly for those of us who are maybe from 40 years on, you can remember a day mm-hmm. when there were 20, 10, you know, top 100 companies in the world that were headquartered in St. Yeah. Louis. You can remember a day when, you know, our airport actually could get you there, wherever it was that you were trying to go. And now you find yourself in the situation where not only is it subpar, it's fallen apart and makes it even worse.
Took a nonstop flight to Hawaii in 1991.
How about that?
Did you really?
Yeah. I did.
That was 10 hours?
I don't remember. That'd 1991.
We are in the 38th day of this shutdown. Yeah. It's been for a couple of days now, the longest shutdown in history.
I thought it would be 10 days.
I did too.
We heard the president. He said it the night of the elections this past week. He Truth Socialed it, and then he said it the next day. Essentially, that the reason that all the Republicans lost was one because he wasn't on the ticket, and secondly because of the shutdown. And that he is basically saying Republicans are taking the blame for it. Ultimately, who does? Who will take the blame for the shutdown if it drags
on? It'll break along partisan lines. Republicans think the Democrats are causing it. The Democrats think the Republicans are causing it. It's slightly more blame on the Republicans right now if you look at the national public opinion surveys. But I don't think political fallout from this. I think the consequences of the shutout that are affecting real people are going to have a bigger role to play in public opinion going forward than the actual shutdown itself. Because a year from now, this is not going to be a voting issue, the fact that the government was shut down a year ago.
Well, it's frustrating. I mean, ironic. It depends on how much you're leaning into the absurdity or the seriousness of it. But when you do have a Republican Party, you have a party that follows the lodestar of Donald Trump. That there's no real principle here. There's no underlying set of foundations or guiding principles. It's really just following Donald Trump. Then the narrative can change at any moment and everyone falls in line. Donald Trump ran on grocery prices. He even used the word groceries, which he thought was old fashioned. But you know, he ran on grocery prices and things being expensive. So Mike Johnson was asked about food prices going up. This was yesterday. He said, grocery prices are still going up. How do you respond? And Mike Johnson said, all of the economists have shown that food prices always go up. There's an inflationary level that's built into grocery prices. They're not talking about prices going down anymore.
Well, the president is. The president's saying that grocery prices are down. Gas is $2 a gallon.
Where can you get that?
I don't know.
$2
Where
gallon.
Are the grocery prices down? Yeah, from what? From last month?
But but this is what the president is saying. And a lot of people, I guess, believe him. The problem with grocery prices, the same problem Joe Biden had. You can say all you want that things are great. But if people's lives are, and they're living their lives and their stuff is expensive and you got to decide whether you're going to put ground beef in with your pasta, that affects real people. And that's where we are right now.
So that's the kind of what Amy touched on is the thing that really bothers me. And I know it's politics and I'm not naive. I get it. I get that that's how this works. But when that drum was beaten over and over and over and over again before November, that groceries are too expensive, and even Mike Johnson did it. The prices are too high
and
at the grocery
were.
Store, too high, and now it's, grocery prices always go up. That drives me insane, I understand it's politics. I know that's what happens, but it still drives me crazy.
So this was 2 days ago, and there's data since that goes back into, I think, like 4 months of Joe Biden being in office, and since then, like including January when Trump took office, grocery prices have gone up each month except for one recorded fall in April. So in April, they went down for a bit, but then they've gone up every month since Trump took office.
Yeah, well, I mean, what would you expect when you put tariffs on virtually everything that is imported into this country? The prices are going to go up. That's the result of tariffs. And so when you've got a policy that is inherently inflationary, one should not be surprised that we're experiencing inflation.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly with us until 10 o'clock today. It's the Chris and Amy Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hancock and Kelly, Friday morning.
Love it.
Boys, are you ready for the weekend? I know you
totally.
Are. Because you've always got something going on, the two of you.
Got my wife's 40th high school reunion tonight.
Oh, wow. How about that?
My nephew is playing. He plays for the Southern Illinois SIUE Cougars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've got the start
it's
of the
soccer?
Tournament. Yeah, in soccer.
That's
his
right.
His name is Brady Pauly. Brady's birthday today, but his name is Bobby Pauly, and he's a great player, and I'm going to go out to Lindenwood
sophomore,
and see him.
Right?
No, he's a junior.
He's a junior now.
Yeah, I'm going to see him play at Lindenwood.
What position?
A back of some type.
A back.
Yeah. He's good, though.
There's something you don't see every day, a back in soccer.
Bet they, I hope they, never mind. I was going to make a Lindenwood joke. I love Lindenwood.
Yeah, I grew up next to Lindenwood.
You did?
Lindenwood's like taken over St. Louis. I mean, St. Charles.
They really have. I drove by that campus and I thought, what is this? And oh my gosh, it's Lindenwood.
The vision of the late, great Dennis Spellman,
yeah.
Who really transformed that place. It's my daughter graduated from Lindenwood. I'm a big fan.
D1 school now.
Yeah, well, you have to be able to do the money and stuff. But when they first started, I mean, it wasn't much bigger than a large high school, to be honest with you. And John's exactly right. A guy named Dennis Spellman came in there, and he realized he was a country school for folks who may not have. And so he would trade, like, cows for education so that they could feed folks. And now it's turned into this big place out there.
Yeah, very impressive.
It's awesome.
Very
it's
impressive.
Very pretty, too.
Yeah.
It is a nice campus. Guys, there was a recent study or a survey done of kids, teenagers, between the ages of 13 and 18. It was done by the News Literacy Project. And what they found was an overwhelming majority of teens. And this, I think the number is alarming, and I think the findings are pretty, I think they're a bit scary. 84% of these teens described news media with negative words. So, all journalism. So we're talking about journalism and news. They used words like fake, crazy, boring, biased, and sad. What's interesting is when I was a kid, I think most of us thought of journalism as boring. But the other words like biased and crazy and fake and sad, those are not words we used.
84%.
So this isn't against party lines or anything. This is just, and I don't think that they even asked kids if they align with one way or another. They're also finding that far more of them than not get their news from other friends, from social media, or from what they see their parents watching on TV, which is that last part is pretty standard. I think that we all were exposed to the news that our parents were watching, right? But the fact that none of them, and there was a classroom, this woman who was a journalist who wrote about this, sat in on a journalism class in a high school where they all had to take it. It was sort of just part of the requirement. And not a single person in the classroom, and this is just an anecdote, but not a single person in the classroom had any interest in becoming a journalist.
Hmm. Yeah, and I've proceeded down the race of life further than any of the rest of you people in here. And when I was young, 9, 10, 11 years old, the Watergate case was going on. I watched the hearings after school. They made the movie All the President's Men, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford. And it glamorized the newspaper newsroom. And that was an era where so many kids wanted to be. I was the editor of the school paper. I was going to go into journalism professionally. That was my chosen career at that point, and which went great until I got fired from the radio station. And then, but I mean, it was a destination profession for people of that era. And And it is
it
not,
was even when I was in college.
Yeah, it's not healthy for a population to lose its trust in journalism.
Agreed.
Because there's no good that comes from that.
But am I the only one here who's not shocked? I mean, 12 to 18 years old, most of their conscious life, they had a president that was out telling them that the news
everything's
was
fake. Fake.
They had media sources that existed that were saying that the other media was either liberal media or conservative media and that it was fake. I don't know many young people who watch local news anymore because I don't think they watch TV. I think they watch their phone and their iPad. So while I'm not shocked by it. I think it's sad, and I think it's a part of the evolution of what technology's brought us. But I don't find it shocking.
So these are the future implications. This is what it says: a little less than half, so 45% of teens said journalists do more harm to democracy than protect it, and about 2/3 of teens, 67%. Said they are a little or not at all concerned about the sharp decline in news organizations. That to me may be, I mean, all these numbers to me are a little terrifying because I don't think, and maybe as they get older, they will learn better.
Of course.
But, and I hope that's true. But if this is a new generation of people who is going to continue to believe that we don't really need news organizations, that we don't really need independent journalism, that we don't need that stuff, you're not going to want to live in that country.
No,
I guarantee, I promise you, you're not going to want to live there.
Nobody's keeping their eye on the ball. When I got elected to the Missouri General Assembly in November of 1988, my first week in 1989 as a young state representative, I would walk to get to my office past what was the media area. And in those days, you had 2 to 3 to 4 reporters from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, same number, Kansas City Star, Springfield News Leader, Associated Press was there, the St. Joe Press Gazette, Cape Girardeau had a reporter in the Capitol. All of these cities and had a very active press corps. There were a whole slew of Post-Dispatch reporters in their Washington, D.C. mm-hmm. bureau in those days. Today, if I want to call, you know, when Michael interrupted my news conference the first time we met, you know, I had a pretty good number of journalists out there. But today, the Capitol Press Corps, if you're lucky, is a handful of people.
Yeah, and I have said this. I wish I could take all the money that is in cable news outlets and give them to rebuild local newsrooms across the country. I think local newsrooms are so important. Some of the biggest national stories are broken by local newsrooms. And I see the decline of trust in national media, the rapid decline. And I think there are two really big reasons for that, multiple reasons, and multiple things can be true. One is when you look at the cable news, and there are a lot of talking heads that are opinion givers. And opinion givers aren't reporters.
No.
I'm not a reporter. People are like, oh, Amy, you're biased. Yeah, I guess I am because my job is to give an opinion. I'm not a reporter. I'm not investigating. There's a huge difference between Ronj and me sitting in here giving opinions about the news and the guys out there in the newsroom. And I would say all of them. I don't even know which way they lean politically because they just tell the news out there in the KMOX newsroom. So I think there's this confusion between opinion givers and reporters. And opinion givers, yeah, I mean, we know some of the opinion givers, you know, on CNN or especially MSNBC, they lean left, and the opinion givers on Fox lean right. Then I also think social media muddied the waters a lot. Because you did have some reporters, especially of those like legacy news outlets, that were tweeting opinions. And when you tweet an opinion, and that's a tricky thing, and you're a reporter, you almost have the semblance of the gatekeeping of the New York Times, but you don't really, because the New York Times editor isn't gatekeeping your tweets. So it kind of, I think, muddied the waters between opinion and reporting with social media. And I know Ronj will disagree with me on this, but there are some instances, especially now with Maddie Friedman, who wrote for the Associated Press, said there are, especially in certain storylines, what he would call activist journalists, where some do give biased opinion. They're not flat out lying, but it can be, you can be biased by what you amplify and by what you diminish. And the thing is, all those things have hurt journalism, which is terrible because autocracies and dictatorships don't have a free press. We have a free press and we need to make sure we keep it sacred.
It's very important. And you're right, the lines between editorial and news have become completely obfuscated in this country, and it's not helpful. People don't have an appreciation for what an independent journalist actually contributes to society. It's a lot.
And how much work goes into it. And diligence.
Yeah, and you've got to, you know, the objective in journalism is to get it right and to give both sides. And that's what good stories do. Now, I think biases in the media have long been present, and it's not so much as of the content of the news article as it is deciding what gets in and what stays out. And I think that's always been a struggle. And I think it's accurate to say that the majority of American journalists who pursue that career in journalism are left of center in their personal politics. But you can be left of center or right of center in your personal feelings, and everybody's got viewpoints, but you don't bring those to the table when you're reporting the news. And professional journalists have a pretty good track record, not perfect, but a pretty good track record of doing the professional job of a journalist and reporting accurately to the public, and that is an invaluable service.
The vast majority of them are really, really trying very hard to get it right, and they take it personally when they don't, when they make a mistake. And I don't think that a lot of people realize how much work and diligence goes into that.
Well, and death, I mean, like, they put their lives at risk when they're reporting in dangerous situations.
So here's another number from that survey, which is what I think, this again has future implications. The majority of the teens said that professional journalists do not produce information that is more impartial than other kinds of content creators online. 80%, 4 out of every 5 of these teens think that some idiot they follow on Instagram does a better or equal job to an actual journalist who uses sources and goes through a rigorous journalistic process. They think that that is exactly the same or worse. That's crazy. And if we live in a society where all we have are social media reporters in the future, this is going to be the dumbest place on earth.
Idiocracy.
It will be. Absolutely.
You know, Ronj, I think you might, you'll see this too. I think sometimes people feel like the politics side of things is so muddied. It's almost easier to view it in terms of sports. When you look at like Matthew DeFrank's writing about the Blues, or, you know, Luke Korak writing about the Blues, or Derek Gould writing about the Cardinals, the game last night. It's pretty factual. Here's what happened. Here's what happened. Here's the quote. End of story. Bernie Miklas gives opinions.
He has an opinion. He's a
columnist.
That's
the difference. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, he's the one that gives opinion. Kevin Wheeler, and you guys on the Gas House Gang, you're giving opinions. Derek Gould, when he writes the game story, that's just the story. And I think that delineation in sports is, maybe it's muddied too, but I feel like people see the difference there more than they see in politics.
You look at Derek Gould, Katie Wu, the journalists that cover the team, they're also working their sources inside the clubhouse. They build relationships with the manager and the players, and they get interesting nuggets that most folks wouldn't have access to, and they report them. Which is precisely what White House correspondents do, or Capitol correspondents do.
Pentagon correspondents used to do.
You got Mike Lindell in there now.
And I think Laura Loomer.
Yeah. So, you know, the state of journalism should be something that people take very seriously, because it's vital to our functioning.
At the same time, though, if you're one of these young 12 to 18 year olds and you're listening to grandpa, who's clearly been brainwashed by what everybody says is legitimate news, I'm sure you are going to poo-poo everything. I mean, none of this seems shocking to me.
No, it's definitely not shocking. I think it is.
It's sad.
Like we've got this text that says, biased news directors damaged journalism. Locally, see KMOV and the Post-Dispatch. This is a person, I'm guessing, who just is probably right of center, if not all the way right. And they see anything that is not, I think there are far too many people who think that anything that is not all the way to the right, or in some cases to the left. If it's not that, then it is the opposite. Right. So for example, if you have the Post-Dispatch or if you have any of the news channels here in St. Louis and you say, well, they're all liberals. Well, I think that's maybe a person who thinks if it's not a conservative outlet, it must be liberal. It can't possibly be down the middle. I don't think people give enough weight to down the middle journalism. Huh. They think it's all the other way. Well, if it's not all my way, then it must be the opposite, which isn't true. And I think that nothing has been more damaging, and I'm sorry, I know this will upset some people, but I think nothing has been more damaging in the last 10 years than the most consequential person in the country over and over mm-hmm. and over again telling people that news is fake because he doesn't like that they report on him. He doesn't like the things they report on him.
He replaced the Washington Post and the New York Times with these bloggers. And I mean, it's so transparent what he's up to. But if you're a 12 to 18 year old person and you think that this is just the way that it goes, yeah, I don't know how we ever come back from this.
There are still very serious and substantive journalists in this country.
And a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And so the question becomes, as consumers of information, do we make a distinction between legitimate journalism and whatever else is out there? And I think the most thoughtful among us, I've got the YouTube television. And so if I choose to, I can watch CNN, Fox News,
can't watch ABC
MSNBC,
anymore.
News Nation, all on the quad box. Yeah. And kind of go back and forth. That is, I have found, a really good way to consume information.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think most people are so siloed in what they expose themselves to that it's not healthy.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this Friday, just a little bit to go. We appreciate the conversation. You can always check in by texting in 314-436-7900 or send us voice messages directly from the Odyssey app. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Christmas is coming up, fellas.
Yeah, it is.
And we, on this show, are pro-Christmas.
Yes.
In fact,
Ranj started a campaign, Liberals for Christmas.
That's right. Because apparently liberals hate Christmas, I was told by Fox News for many, many years. Mm. Well, they are inaccurate.
This guy's a liberal for Christmas.
Because I love Christmas. You like
that? Well, he is a liberal. I will attest to that.
Yeah. And I love Christmas.
And he loves Christmas. I can attest to that as well.
A Christmas tree for Halloween.
Yes, right. So, therefore...
Michael, are you a liberal for Christmas?
I'm a liberal. I'm okay with Christmas.
Okay
I don't
with Christmas?
Yes.
Get him out. Kick him out.
Well, do you just not like holidays or...
It's all fine. It's a big buildup, right?
Yeah. And,
yes.
That's what we love.
And after a while, it's just too much for me.
No.
And
no.
Then it leads out to the end of the year, which is...
The worst holiday of all time.
It is. Yep. Because I feel as though it's a benchmark of, wow, I really haven't done much.
New Year's is just like the clock strikes 12, and this is what it feels like. It's 2026, loser.
The yeah. great
That's
thing
what
about,
what'd you do last year?
The great thing about New Year's. The great thing about New Year's is it tells you an awful lot about yourself. Are you an optimistic person or are you a pessimistic person? And
true.
So how we approach January 1 is very telling. I'm looking forward to 2021.
Maybe I will adopt that this year to see how it works out for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to talk yourself into it. So this was our question of the week on our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX, and you need to be following it. The question of the week is, when do you start listening to Christmas music? The options were after Halloween, after Thanksgiving, only in December, or I never stopped listening.
Well, there's no difference between after Thanksgiving and only in December. I mean, it's a week.
Well, it's a week.
It's a week.
But after Thanksgiving, 100% sure, true. And that's when you start decorating the tree. Oh my,
so the final results, John, are in, and your people won.
Yes.
58% of people, almost 59%, said after Thanksgiving.
God-fearing Americans.
Coming in second was December only. After Halloween, 13.5% of people say they start listening to Christmas music, and 3% say, I never stop listening. I love those people.
I think it was a false poll, because back when I didn't care about Christmas, because this year I'm really into it, and New Year's, back when I didn't care about it, it was only when I'm forced to, meaning that it's on someplace where I'm hearing it.
All right. Well,
but since I'm into Christmas this year,
you're into it now.
At
Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter, you can vote in our next week poll. We don't know what it is yet,
can't
but we'll
wait.
Let you know. Guys, have a good weekend.
See you guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.